Vayterno Eisirno Ikatan Daf Vav. Picking it up, seven lines down. Amar Rav Yehuda, we were discussing when they would mark off areas that you should know that there's tumma over there, like dead bodies. Amar Yehuda must have a mitzvah. Says you find there's one stone that's marked off, it has lime on it. Then what does that tell you? Tachtea tame, that right underneath the stone is tame. Shtaim, we found two stones. Right, then we say im yisid b'neim. If there's lime on the ground between them, b'neim tummy. Between them is going to be tummy. If im yisid b'neim, there's no lime between them, then b'neim tar. Then between them is going to be tar. Says Rashi, matze even achas mitzuyenes, but sit tachtea tummy. If you find it with lime, then underneath it's going to be tummy. When pi mori zakein even achas mitzuyenes, she sit al gaba de inu tzarich laharchi katzion min a even. Remember, we spoke about the fact they have to put the marking a little bit before it so you don't end up walking right on it, and then you're going to be like, uh-oh, and the body chances it becomes tummy. But over here, we're dealing with a case where there's some sort of rock there, and therefore it's high up. And you're going to see it, and you're not going to end up having a problem. In the field, you're machik from tzion b'samach, zimin lo chazi tzion. Maybe sometimes you don't see it. You don't see it, you touch it, and you're mal on it. Tachtea tamei, underneath it, it's going to be tamei. The next Rashi says shtayim mitzuyanos tachtean tamei, aval beineim. If you find two of them that are marked off, so we said if there's between them sid, then between then in between is going to be tamei. And if there's no line between them, then in between them is going to be tar. It says Rashi shtayim mitzuyanos tachtean tamei, aval beineim. So underneath is going to be tamim, but between it, if there's sid b'neim, ala aretz tamim mishum tzionu. If it's marked off as a tzion, in fact, the Gemara va'af al gav the leka choresh. You want to say that even though there's no sort of plowing that's done between the two stones, it's going to be tahor if there's no line put over there. Says Rashi, af al gav the leka choresh shelo choresh b'neim. Me'om tahor ki like I said, it's going to say it's tar. V'otanya, but we have a brayso which says matzah even achas mitzvah. So we find one mitzvah and tachtei tami. Underneath it's going to be tami. Shtaim, if there's two stones that are next to each other, then im yesh chorosh b'neim, if there's charisha, if there's plowed between them, then b'neim tahor. Between them will become tahor. Because why is that? Since we don't know with certainty that there was ever tumah between them, and even if there's one. Right, then we assume that the and even if there was once tuma, it could be that scattered but got plowing, and therefore we say it's tar. And we assume that the person who plowed the area knew that there was no tuma over there. Right? So that's why Rashi says, okay, b'neim is gonna be tar. V'im lav, but if there's no charisha, then b'neim tame, between them will be tame. So we see even if there's no line between the stones, the area is going to consider tame unless it's plowed. Says Rashi, "V'afkav like I said, l'fishet tzion is avonim shemikanu mikan lo chashas l'tzayin b'intayim." Says Gemara, "Amar Rav Papa hacha." In this brayso, would tell us that all depends on whether there's plowing. What are we dealing with? Kishasid shafachal rashen meruda l'kanu l'kan. The lime is poured on the top of the stone and is spread thinly here and here between them, so that it looks like it was fallen. It seems to have fallen there from the top of the stones. So then, if there's plowing that's between them, we say, because of the plowing, the lime was peeled off of the stones and fell between where it became stuck to the ground. But if the land between the stones wasn't plowed, then we say, Sid the Baini Baini Vitame. We say that the lime is belongs between the stones, and therefore the area there is going to be tameh. However, where there's no line between the stones, it's obvious that the area is tahor, even though it wasn't plowed, like Rabbi Yehuda said. Let's say you have one boundary, you know, a whole strip of a field is marked for tameh. Hu tameh v'chol asadakula tahor. That means, like, you have four, like, imagine a square, and you have four lines, 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's say number one, the whole area is marked off. Then we say that that's tummy and the rest of the field is tahor. Shnayim, right? Let's say you have two of the field's boundaries are marked off. Then heim tameim v'cholos adekul ha'tahor. Only there's a tummy and the rest is tahor. Shlosha, if three are marked off, then heim tvein v'chol asad kula Torah, the same thing we said, and above, all four are, then he tahorin v'chol asad kula tmeya. The area where it's marked off is totally tahor, but everything else, all the rest of the field, is going to be tame. The amar mar, ein marchikin tzein v'makam tuma, right? We said that we don't distance from the tuma, shalom hafzid es Eretz Yisrael, because we don't want to lose out, you know, areas of Eretz Yisrael. And we go out also for kilayim. This is the next part of the Mishnah, that they go out. These are talking about the shluchei beis and go out to check the fields for kilayim. This is taking us back to the first Mishnah over there. That is that you're allowed to do an chol hamoed for the rabbim, yotzim afal kilayim. They can go and check for kilayim, because you can't do kilayim. And it's also to plant it. It's also usher to allow it to stay over there. It can't stay. It's got to be gotten rid of. So they go out for kilayim. V'kilayim b'chol shemoyed nafkinan. Really, is that true? We go out for chol hamoed for kilayim. Raminu, but we know we have ourselves a mishta in shkalim, and that is b'echa ba'adah b'shmina al shkalim al kilayim. On the first day of Adar, Sanhedrin would talk about the shkalim, they have to give the shkalim for the year, and also the kilayim. As you see, some of you in Truma shkalim, benisan, the chsev, the chotche, hashana, chodesh, ve'ave, li, carbon, mitrumas, chadasha, bechamisha, sabo, karmis, and megillah, bekrachim, and the 15th of the Adar, they go and read the megillah, as you see, the kofa, kolmis, and shobin nun, ve'otzen, the kavitz, is the drachim, the takim, rechovitz, and go out to get the thorns off the roads, and to fix up all the streets that have to be repaired. V'lomen ha-mikvos, to measure all the mikvos, ratzim mikvos ha-mayim shal mem saw, shechotin ha-sam min ha-zevel, shenich ha-satoch and kolim ha-sakishamim. They have the mikvos over there, 40 saw, they took out all the zevel that falls into it during the rainy season. And v'osin kol tzachei rabim, they do all of the tzachei rabim, all of the things that the rabim need. Whatever the rabbim need, those in the kol tzarchei rabbin, who mitzayin is like kavaris, and they go and they mark off the graves, v'yotzen al kilayim, they go out for kilayim as well. So our Mishnah says, you're going to chol moed Pesach, what do you mean, that's a month later. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar Yosef Chanin, Chad, number one says, kan b'bachir, kan b'ofil. Our Mishnah is talking about the early crops, they go in the 15th of Adar, and it's talking about the later crops, they go out in Nisan. Says the Bechir, so some two be'adar, alafilas b'chol shalmoed Pesach a month later. V'chad amar kan b'zom kan b'yirakos. Here the Mishnah is talking about grain, and the other one's talking about vegetables. Right, grains are planted early, and therefore they get an adar. The other one later, and therefore it's shalmoed Pesach. Ayayayayayay. Amar v'asim Yochanan lo shanu elo shein nitzan. Nikar, they taught that the shluchim go out to check at the crops not earlier than the 15th of Adar and Chol Moed Pesach, only about when their sprouts are not recognizable before that. Rashi says, the ein yotzen aleim kodon Adar, kodon chol shamoed, if it's not recognizable, but nisan nikar yotzen aleim, but if it's recognizable, then they'll go out even earlier, right? They'll go even before these times. What is pshat? They go on a chol hamoed, right? What's going on? Just then to go for kilayim. Let's go out before the chag. Why are you going to wait until the actual chag itself? Because it's cheaper. People are not working chol hamoed, if we can get cheaper workers over there. And you know, this is a cheaper work. Amar Rav Zudi, Timur Rav Mishashia, Shema Minoki, Avinu Luskar. So we see from here that when we pay the shluchim here, Rashi says, Midaskinan, Luskar Polim, Bezol, Kivinu Luskir Sapolim, the Batli Kilayim, Mitrumas Alishka, Avinu Lu. Must be that it's coming from the Trumas Alishka. This is a fund that's used in order to buy carbonos, so the money's coming from there. Because you want to say that it's coming from their own money, people that go and they're breaking the laws, they say they have to pay it. So then, my life can be nice. What do we care how much it costs? Why are we waiting for Cholamoid? called Kama Dabai Litin Lu. Whenever they want, go and they should take care of it. Doesn't matter when they show up, these inspectors. There's no reason to do it a Chol HaMoed for getting a cheaper thing. It must be it's coming from the communal funds. Says Rashi, this Af al gav the lekas chapa ula b'zol even if it's not cheap v'chol mad the boy leisalu whatever instead of say pay them al mitshum zalishka yavinu what's is coming for there v'chol kamed the mitzina l'tzam tzeimos the hektish of dinon money of hektish you try to do it less than it would normally you know cost v'yad kama up to what amount is it considered kilayim? They have to go and you have to uproot. Rashi says, "Have a kilayim, the chayv levatlo." They have to go and get rid of it. I'm going to have Shmuel goes to Shashanil, like we're learning kilayim, kol sa'a, sheyesh ba, beep, turn the page, vavim base, rova zera, mimenacher, you might. Any sa'a, the measurement, that has in it a quarter kav of something different, a different type of species, Rashi says, a kav, echem yichavtal b'sa'a, you might have to make it less. You have to get rid of that amount. Says Rashi Sheim Zera Roba Kav. You might have to be a granny. You have to make it less. You have to uproot it. Aye. In fact, the Gemara of Tanya went to the Brayse. Iskinos Yum of Kirin Kol Asada Kula. They set up. The Chacham set up that if they find that there's kilayim in a field, they should make the field. They should make the whole thing hefker. Right. It was a kenas on the owner of the field for not getting the kilayim. Right, himself, when you're Bezin, should get rid of it on the first of Adar, so he makes a hefker. So it's a Gemara of Atani, it's given to him of Kirin called Sadakula. It wasn't that they go and they pull it out, Yamait. Is it Yamait or is it the Hemafker? Lokasha, kind of called them Takana. Here, where we say that they would uproot it, it's talking about before they would make it hefker, they made the Takana, and Kan Lacha Takana. And the Bryce says that it's after they made the Takana. The Tarmat and the Bryce, originally they expected to come, they would uproot the climb and throw it in front of the animals, you know, let them go out and eat it. The people who own the properties were thrilled. Two simchas. They had, you know, built-in weeders. People would come to weed their fields. Rashi said, Shluchi Beisim Shalahen, Kishanotlan Akilayim, may love Mithnakesh, they were getting. You know, they were weeding their fields. They were feeding their animals. Great. Then they said that they were uprooting and throwing in the roads. They were weeding out their fields for them. They set up that they were mafka the field, and then people actually hear about that, and they would stop doing this silliness. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.